Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One of the things that you and I did not really do the deep dive into was how none of the Celtics were nominated for an individual award. Now, if I have this correct, don't they go top three for these awards? So there's the voting, and then it's the top three are the ones that are the candidates for, like, Defensive Player of the Year, MVP. I think that's how that works.
Yeah, so right now, so the finalists, so the top three finalists in each award category. Has been, in each category,
there we go. Released.
Most Valuable Player, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Most Improved Player, Sixth Man of the Year, Clutch Player of the Year, and surprised, I'm not sure how they quantify that, but that's fine, and then Coach of the Year.
So none of the Celtics were in the top three for any of those.
None of them were finalists on any of the categories, and I was actually kind of surprised, to be honest with you.
Thought Tatum would be top three for MVP?
I felt like he would be moved out of that, but defensive player, I know like a lot, most of the attention when it comes to defensive awards usually goes to a big man, but even though Marcus Smart won the award, Sixth Man of the Year award, he had a guy that won that also, but he never won a championship. Coach of the Year? Coach of the Year is, I think, the biggest snub out of all of them based on where Joe Mazzulla came from. And I think he's a victim of his own circumstances because everyone believes, and rightfully so for the most part, that he has the most talented team in the NBA. So they're not giving him credit for anything. They're saying your roster is so good, is so awesome that, you know what, you really don't need to do much heavy lifting. So we're not going to acknowledge you for that.
Now, there were some Celtics like Kristaps Porzingis who didn't hit that 65 games to where you're not eligible for awards. Because I know for those wondering about defense, Jrue Holiday ended up, I think it was 68 games during the regular season for him. But regardless, Joe Mazzulla was asked today. Our guy Terp was over an hour back, I guess. And Joe Mazzulla was asked about none of the Celtics being nominated for an individual award. Now, I'm very curious as to how people are going to take this, because normally these coaches almost always engage in defending the player, right? Oh, I can't believe Tatum wasn't a finalist for MVP. I can't believe this guy wasn't a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. Because, Christian, with the way they are in the NBA, you would think that the coach would almost have to stand up for the player. Not so fast with Joe Mazzulla.
Great thing about this team is, I think, from day one, we've appreciated the individual awards that we've gotten from, you know, the Player of the Month, Staff of the Month, and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest strengths of this team is they haven't had that agenda. And so none of the guys have brought it up, and I don't think it's important at all because we're all focused on what we need to do as a team.
It feels like Joe Mazzulla has done the impossible. In a team sport where there is still an individual element, Joe Mazzulla seems to have taken that kind of individual element out of this particular basketball team in trying to win a championship. And not that other coaches in years past were like, yeah, Tatum should be the MVP. But we know that there was, especially for Tatum in particular, kind of the lobbying to be a first-team All-NBA guy. Kind of the lobbying to, hey, I'm in the MVP club type deal. And now, while Tatum isn't an MVP, but his hand is stamped, everybody, hey, he's a first-team All-NBA guy. We kind of know that going into the year as long as he doesn't screw it up type thing. You needed a little bit of the verbiage to sort of go with it to pump him up.
He loves this stuff. This is just fuel.
And Mazzulla's going the other way and being like, yup, there's no individual awards here. I love it.
No, I see.
Most coaches would never say that with a superstar at the level of Jason Tatum.
Yeah, but he's also playing the disrespect card. Like, this is fuel for him. He gets to say, you won more games than anybody. You're the best team in the NBA, and not one of you made the top three in any of these categories, and not even me, not any of us. They still don't respect you. They still think you can't do it. Like, this is why he likes the whole, you know, he likes the late game, like, difficult situations.
But doesn't that kind of contradict some of what we heard from the very beginning of the year from Mazzulla, which was trying to eliminate a lot of that kind of individualism because there was the talk of sacrifice. Everybody across the board has to sacrifice a little bit for the greater goal to be achieved.
To me, this is his Philadelphia parade. Philadelphia Eagles parade. This is what he's doing. If you had cameras in there, he would be up at the front and saying, you want to hear who the MVP is? Let's see who the top three MVPs are. You know, he goes through the list. Hey, you want to talk about defensive players? He's going to point to Derek White. He's going to point to Drew Holiday. Hey, you want to talk about sixth man of the year? I mean, I don't know if they really have one. Al Horford. Yeah, you know what? You'll be our sixth man of the year.
Oh, Sam Hauser. Pump up your guy. Okay, like Mazzulla.
Coach of the year. I mean, he can't really talk about himself, but the message will be sent. They don't think on one hand, sure, like, the team wins. I get it. But this is an individual sport in a lot of regards. And then
cater to the superstars in the NBA, even the coaches.
How can
it'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see.
And that's not even it. They were still good, weren't they? They were just old.
Yeah, that's tame from Brady.
Yeah.
But you made an interesting analogy, and it sparked some thought as you were kind of going through it all. This is his Philadelphia parade.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting because, in a weird way, it runs against a lot of what we heard all year long, which was team, 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 team. But it would be kind of that, like, wacko coach stroke of genius if he took that and said, yeah, we're all about team, but we all got disrespected.
Yes.
So it's either Joe Mazzulla said, if we do it this way, we'll win at a high level and the awards don't matter, or does Joe flip it around and be like, no, Jedi mind trick, we've all been disrespected, so now we all need to stick it to everybody. It's a bold strategy,
you,
but you know what?
You're on it. This is why he's like, yes.
I feel like you're on
because
it.
Because you know the one thing that they're going to have to deal with is complacency. The one thing they're going to have to deal with is, like, you know, trying to keep their edge, right, because they're really good. So the only way is to manufacture. You got to manufacture that chip on your shoulder. And I would say this is – and it's set up perfectly for him. It is set up perfectly for him.
There's a lot of things going the Celtics' way right now.
Oh, it's like, now just manage it. Like, even like the first game of the series with the Heat, like, playing dirty and checking them and challenging them. And then that Eric Spoelstra, I just saw more news about him saying, well, you know, it's always a tough, hard-fought physical game whenever we play against each other.
How does Mazzulla break through to become a consistent Coach of the Year candidate? Can he? Like, is that award just rigged so that it really is the you did the most with the least award? Or you brought a team to the playoffs out of nowhere?
Yeah, so your top are what? Chris Finch, Timberwolves, the Thunder, Jamal Mosley from the Magic. I would say Mike Malone of the Denver Nuggets. I mean, he's got one all-star on that team. one that made the All-Star in 2024, and you could say, well, they had the best player in the NBA. Well, I don't know. Seems like the Lakers have two really good players. One's a Hall of Famer, considered the best, debatable. Mm. So it is weird the way they – I would say even most improved player. Who would you think would be the most improved player on the Celtics?
Honestly, probably Hauser.
I was going to say Derek White. I would say he elevated his game to a whole nother level. If you're really going to X's and O it, if you're really going to critique it,
hey, he was a first round pick, though.
Derek White,
like it was in him,
but he was like he was, you know, nobody in San Antonio. He was a backup when he came here. I don't know.
He was 29th overall. It was late first, but still, like he was a first rounder. Sam Hauser was a. You know, guy walked in from a cornfield and they said, oh, you can shoot threes. Can you play D? Good enough. We'll get you in there. And guys like Fourier fall in love with him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.